Praise the Lord. I thank Achim for giving me this opportunity to stand in front of you all and share the message from the Word of God. That's for our heads and prayer. Oh Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this time to come together in your presence as a church and worship you. We thank you for all the blessings you have bestowed upon us. As I stand here to speak from your word, please help me, strengthen me, enable me to convey your message such that it gets engraved in all our hearts. In the name of Jesus I ask, amen.
Amen.
When God asked the angels about the most remarkable observation in all the creation, they humbly responded, "Ocean was vast and deep. Mountain was peaceful and calm. Thunder was strong and wild. Rain was generous and nourishing. Forest was caring and vital. But above all, we met a being deep as ocean, peaceful as mountain, generous as rain, strong as thunder, caring as lands and forests. She carries magic within her that we had never seen before." God smiled. "You indeed met my favorite creation of all. She carries me in her heart. Love is her magic, and her name is Mother. Happy Mother's Day to her." And Mother's Day, if I were to talk about Mother's Day, I think it's celebrated as on the second Sunday of May in the US, and some countries even celebrate it in the month of March. It has some history associated with it. It started as an initiative by Anna Jarvis in the year 1907. She organized the first Mother's Day service of worship in a church in West Virginia. And that church still serves as the International Mother's Day Shrine. And Mother's Day specifically is a celebration of motherhood, a day where you honor the mother of the family. Honestly speaking, a day is not enough. But and perhaps every family has their own way of celebrating it. I've heard kids preparing bedtime breakfast for their moms. Some kids take their mothers out for a movie or shopping, whatever makes her happy. So people do try to make it very special for their mothers. And since it's Mother's Day, I would like to talk about a woman from the Bible who wanted to become a mother. And she prayed for a child. God heard her prayer and she bore a son named John the Baptist. Yes, I'm talking about Elizabeth. So let us turn our Bible to Luke chapter 1, verse 5. In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. I think if you read through this chapter, it mentions about the birth of John the Baptist, the birth of Jesus, how it's foretold, Mary visiting Elizabeth, Mary's song, Zechariah's song, and a few other things. Although I mentioned this verse as an introductory verse for Elizabeth, I would like to focus on a few qualities about Elizabeth which come to light as we read this chapter. The first being, Zechariah was a priest, as I just read, and Elizabeth was the descendant of Aaron. So they belonged to a priestly family, and they were quite exemplary in their way of worship towards God. Verse 6 reads, "Both of them were righteous in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commands and decrees blamelessly." So they were like these holy people, living a very obedient life. No one could point fingers at them. They upheld God's name in everything they did. And probably that is the reason why God chose Elizabeth and Zechariah to rear and teach a miracle child like John, who would later make ready a people prepared for Lord Jesus. Second, they were a childless family. So having no children is a very unfortunate situation. I think even now we have societies in this world where such couples are mocked and insulted. There's a social stigma attached to it. And some even consider it as a curse from God. And Elizabeth and Zechariah, remember, they were very old. So as an aging woman, Elizabeth's childlessness was the source of her shame. Probably even when she went out, she would have been mocked and insulted. And especially in this setup, in this old time, in that setup where this society of Israel is, a woman's worth was closely linked to her ability to bear children. And Elizabeth lived in that society. But no matter what the people said, no matter what the people thought, she never cared. She was very faithful to God. She knew that the Lord remembers those who are loyal to Him. She knew that God is in command of her destiny. And that is because she had a very strong relationship with God. I think even in our personal lives, we come across many challenges in our lives, many difficult situations in our lives, but we always get anxious and we look at that problem that's right in front of us. We always forget that we have a God who always backs us up, who has been with us since the time we were born on this earth. He was there with, as we grew up, we faced a lot of situations, but He was there with us throughout. But still, when we face a new problem, we get anxious. But like Elizabeth, what we learn from her life is that we should have a very strong faith in God. And no matter, even if the world turns upside down, that should be your strength. That should be what you should rely on. Third point I would like to mention is about God. We have a God who hears our prayers. If you see, Zechariah and Elizabeth, they were old, and they used to put their needs in front of God. They used to pray for a child, and God answers their prayers at the right time. Verse 8 onwards, we read, Zechariah was chosen by the Lord to go into the temple to burn incense. And that's where the angel of the Lord appears to him and said to him, "Do not be afraid. Your prayers have been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John." So we see that your prayer has been heard. So they used to pray about it. And not only did God have mercy on Elizabeth and grant her a child like John, but God also knew that Elizabeth and Zechariah, they are the perfect people to lead John in the right path. Their godly upbringing is going to help John to fulfill his prophesied ministry of turning the hearts of the parents towards their children and of the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous. And in Luke chapter 7 verse 28, Jesus also mentions something about John. He says, "I tell you, among those born of women, there is no one greater than John." So that's the kind of status Jesus gave for John. As a mother, I think every mother would want to hear that their child's name becomes very great. So as a result of Elizabeth's prayers, God blesses her with a son as great as John. And that was like a very proud moment for Elizabeth. So we see how God transforms Elizabeth's life from a childless woman to a woman who bore a child in her old age. And probably the people around her would have gone like, "How is this even possible? This is impossible." But they forget that nothing is impossible for God. I think verse 37 in this chapter says that. for no word from God will ever fall. And also in verse 25, we see how Elizabeth expresses her appreciation and gratitude towards God, because God did this big miracle for her. She says, "The Lord has done this for me," she said. "In these days, He has shown His favor and taken away my disgrace among the people." So she recognizes what God did for her. I think prayer is a very important and very powerful weapon. I have mentioned, I think, in one of my previous sermons, this analogy of a phone and its charger. A phone is useless without the charger, right? A phone needs to derive energy from a source of power. Likewise, our connection with God is our source of power. We lose focus if we don't connect to this huge source of power every day. Like, prayer is what helps you build that strong relationship with Christ. And if you see Elizabeth's life, she was continually praying. She probably started praying for a child when she was young, but her prayers were only answered when she was old. They were not answered the next day, not the next month, not the next year or in the coming years, but when she was old. But that did not stop her. At times, I think when we pray for certain things and they don't get answered, we just stop. We lose focus and then we just admit it that it's not going to happen. I can't do it. It's just not going to happen. But that's not how it is. You should be very consistent in prayer, because what I have personally experienced is, even though you don't get an answer to your prayer right away, you will get some direction in the right way you should go. Probably the way that is something much better than what you are praying for, you know. So God has better plans for you. So we need to have that strong faith in God and continually pray. And further to add about Elizabeth, she was a woman filled with love and humility. When Mary visits Elizabeth to tell her the good news, Elizabeth considers it as a big favor. Like verse 43 reads, "But why am I so favored that the mother of the Lord should come to me?" We see her humility in this. She's so happy to see Mary. And she was Mary's relative. So they had a close relationship, and she had that love towards Mary. That's why Mary stays for 3 months with Elizabeth, and they spend time together. And also we see that Elizabeth was filled with Holy Spirit. Verse 41 says, "When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with Holy Spirit." So in that brief instant, Elizabeth becomes like a messenger of the Lord. She is speaking inspired truth. She is speaking words of encouragement for Mary, which she really needed at the time. And there is also a universal message to women in verse 45. "Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfill His promises to her." Elizabeth herself believed in that, and she knew in faith that God would fulfill the things He has promised to her. I think after looking at Elizabeth's life, there are a few questions we need to ask ourselves for reflection. Are we leading the blameless and the righteous life that God expects us to? Are we able to trust Him during the turbulence in our lives? Do we have that love and humility in us, especially as a mother? Are all our actions guided by Holy Spirit? I think these are a few things that we need to really think upon and reflect upon and find the right answers. I should say, being a mother is very overwhelming. I realize it now. It needs a lot of patience. There have been so many instances in my life after I became a mother. thought to myself, how did mommy even do it? But like even now, by the time I take to dice the ingredients and chop them all, my mom is already done with the curry. Even when we were kids, what all she has done for us. She used to lose sleep to wake us up early for school, get everything ready on time, cook, do all the household chores by herself. And every morning when I wake up to go to school, my dress is all ironed, my shoes are all clean, my socks is all clean, it's always at the right place where I could always find it. All I need to bother about was just go to school. At the time, I think as a child, we never think of the background work that is going on. But now, when I do it for my kids, I realize that there is effort behind it. And remember, the time is a lot different. Now we have all these technology advancements, we have washing machines for laundry, all that stuff, and still I feel that there is effort. So I would like to use this opportunity to thank my mom for all that she has done for me. Share a message to all the mothers out there. No matter how overwhelming, how challenging, how difficult life can become, sometimes it can also become frustrating as a mother, but we have to remember one thing. God never calls the qualified. He always qualifies the people He calls. None of us are perfect. None of us are perfect mothers. I think as working moms, we juggle between different roles. We feel guilty that we are not doing the best for our children. We are not spending time with them. We are not cooking good food for them. We are not doing this, we are not doing that. But that never matters. God is working in you. God is preparing you to bring up your children so that they fulfill their purpose on earth. And you are the best person that could do that for your child. So as a mother, I would like to encourage you all. Just be cool, stay calm, pray to God, stay close to Him, and strengthen your relationship with Him every day, and everything else will fall in place. I would like to conclude with a big salute to all the moms out there. May God help us and enable us to be like Elizabeth, strong and firm in your faith. Thank you.